Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is meeting with White House officials today to discuss the more than 50 drone sightings that have been happening over the Garden State. And he's also trying to ease the public's concern, saying these unidentified flying objects do not pose any risk to national security. Our Marla Diamond has the story.
Governor Murphy said there is no evidence that the devices have been sent from foreign adversaries.
The last thing we need is fear-mongering out of some members of Congress. We need them on a bipartisan basis to extend the federal authority because that's where most of the assets are.
On his Ask the Governor show, Murphy said he would be in favor of the Fed shooting one of these devices down to get some answers. He said he understands the public's frustration.
But based on everything we know, we don't see any evidence of a risk to public safety, and clearly, and that's largely based on the Fed's input, if that changes, we will shout it from the mountaintop.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds, a 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams said on 1010 Winds here last week that he'd like to meet with Tom Homan, Donald Trump's pick for border czar, about immigration policy that might affect migrants here in New York. Well, today, that meeting is happening.
It's a 1 o'clock meeting this afternoon with Tom Homan and Eric Adams.
I'm looking forward to sitting down and sharing some of my ideas on what we could do to secure our border and deal with real comprehensive immigration reform.
For weeks now, Eric Adams has been saying violent criminal migrants should be deported. And that is bringing out a lot of protesters here to City Hall today, Public Advocate among them, also the New York Immigration Coalition. Their president is Murad Uwada.
Mayor Adams should be focused on one thing and one thing only, making sure that every New Yorker can thrive in our city, that every New Yorker has the tools and resources that they need to continue to live in our city.
Just in the last week again, the mayor insisting he will not be at war with the Trump administration, but wants to work with them on this issue. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at City Hall.
A judge here in New York has ordered the National Rifle Association to fundamentally change its governance practices and increase its transparency. That was the ruling yesterday at the end of a years-long battle between the NRA and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Back in February, a Manhattan jury found that Wayne LaPierre, the former head of the NRA, was liable for misspending millions of dollars on lavish trips and other personal expenses. The judge's ruling yesterday now prohibits anyone who served on the NRA's audit committee between 2014 and 2022 to continue serving on that panel. The NRA must also issue an annual report detailing travel expenses and contracts for the next 5 years. But the NRA painting the ruling as a win, saying that Letitia James was trying to dissolve the organization in a politically motivated move. James's office saying in a statement the NRA had complete disregard for the rule of law and said in the effort to stop corruption at the NRA, they've now been forced to clean house. Political strategist James Carville is weighing in on Mayor Adams and his possible switch to another party. Adams raised eyebrows recently when he said he's proposing to run as a Democrat in the upcoming mayoral election, as opposed to saying he definitively would. It comes after Adams was charged in September with bribery and campaign finance offenses, and Carville believes he's vying for a pardon. Carville telling 1010 Winds that he'd tell Adams to please switch over to the Republican Party.
You'll be much, much more comfortable over there than you are with us. That's a great idea. I really think that you should.
Carville also weighed in on New Jersey's upcoming governor's race, saying he's impressed with the crop of candidates like Congressmembers Mikey Sherrill, Josh Gottheimer, and Mayor Stephen Phillip and Ross Baraka, calling them stunningly competent. Carville is the subject of a CNN documentary film called Carville, Winning is Everything Stupid, which follows 18 months inside the election from Carville's perspective. That film now streaming on Max. Another candidate is jumping into the race for New York City comptroller. It's Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine. He's reportedly raised more than $100,000 in the past few months for a campaign, and he told the Daily News yesterday he's officially getting into the comptroller's race. He faces some stiff competition. In terms of fundraising, Queens Assemblywoman Jennifer Rajkumar took in $240,000 in her run so far for comptroller. Brooklyn Councilman Justin Brannon has pulled in nearly $225,000 in his latest window. In a statement, Levine's campaign suggested he plans to run on issues besides the comptroller's traditional duties, saying he would run on things like driving affordability and solving the housing crisis. Police are looking for a crew of smash-and-grab thieves responsible for stealing nearly $1 million worth of jewelry in Queens and Brooklyn. The first theft happened on December 6th in Jackson Heights. Police say three men smashed the store's display window with sledgehammers during business hours and grabbed $800,000 worth of jewelry before fleeing in a Jeep. 2 days later, four men believed to be the same four attempted another smash-and-grab at a store in Bay Ridge, but were unsuccessful. No one was hurt in either incident. We have pictures of the suspects at 1010winds.com. Elected officials in the city are reminding residents to be vigilant when it comes to scams involving their home's deeds. Brooklyn State Senator Zelnor Myrie says there are new laws on the books to help combat that crime.
This is a crime that is punishable maximally with prison time. It is treating deed theft like we treat other grand larceny, because that is functionally what it is. It is robbing people of generational wealth, robbing the most precious thing that they have, their home.
In one example, a homeowner signed away the rights to their house thinking that he was filling out paperwork for a mortgage refinancing. Myrie says scammers often target Black and Latino communities. Police in our area will be on the hunt for drunk drivers this holiday season. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is going on from now to New Year's Day. Governor Hochul says there will be increased patrols and DWI checkpoints across the state. Bridge construction projects on state highways will also be suspended to help drivers get to their destinations faster. The suspensions will last from the 21st through the day after Christmas, then again from New Year's Eve to January 2nd. Well, more good news for Long Island drivers busted by red light cameras. A state court has ruled that anyone who paid an extra fee in Suffolk County will soon be eligible for a refund. That same court ruled 2 weeks ago that the administrative fees are illegal. Suffolk County dropped the fees last year. Town officials will now have to come up with a plan to reimburse drivers. Earlier this week, we told you lawmakers in Nassau County proposed legislation on how to pay back drivers who were charged those extra fees.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.